It's 7:44 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Today, we'll hear how the purchase of a railroad in the Eastern Panhandle may have a big impact on that region's economy.
Oftentimes, those jobs are well-paying manufacturing jobs that stick around communities for a very long time.
We'll hear more about that story on this West Virginia morning. Colorado-based Omnitrax, a freight-only transportation company that links several railroads from coast to coast in the U.S., purchased the Winchester and Western Railroad for $105 million in September. The railroad runs through part of West Virginia's Eastern Panhandle, and as Liz McCormick reports, the purchase is expected to improve West Virginia's economy by attracting more businesses to the Eastern Panhandle.
On a recent rainy morning, Winchester and Western Railroad employee and Berkeley County native Eddie McKee walks down to the railroad tracks at Corning Way in Martinsburg. The Winchester and Western Railroad has been around since 1916. It stretches from southern New Jersey through Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia's Eastern Panhandle, covering about 100 miles. McKee says this interchange here in Martinsburg is critical to the operation of the Winchester and Western.
This is just about the center of the railroad, and the majority of our customers is right in this area within 5 miles.
Two of those customers are the Argo Cement Plant and Procter & Gamble, both located in Martinsburg. McKee says he thinks Omnitrax will increase the customer base for the Winchester and Western Railroad, reaching more industrial companies who will rely on their rail service.
Basically, it's another company that we didn't have like Procter & Gamble. I mean, Procter & Gamble come here brand new. Omnitrax is brand new to West Virginia. So it's a win-win for West Virginia. They have so many resources. It's great.
Omnitrax is headquartered in Denver and owns 23 different railroads from all over the country and in parts of Canada. It also owns more than 500 short line and regional railroads. About 350 industrial customers like P&G, steel companies, and even oil and natural gas companies use those railroads to transport their goods. But the Winchester and Western Railroad is only their second line in the Northeast.
For Omnitrax, it gets us a dot on the map in a market that we've been interested in for a very long time.
That's Ian Johnson, Vice President of Economic Development at Omnitrax. In an interview via Skype, Johnson says a major point for purchasing Winchester and Western is the rail's proximity to more than 100 million people within a day's drive. He says that's a huge draw for potential manufacturing companies looking for a new place to set up shop.
It's providing access to market, which then allows our customers to make those strategic decisions to locate their facilities.
And he says those facilities that look to locating near the Winchester and Western Railroad will help to diversify West Virginia's economy, bringing more jobs to the Eastern Panhandle area.
Oftentimes, those jobs are well-paying manufacturing jobs that stick around communities for a very long time.
Berkeley County officials are also glad to see the purchase. Sandy Hamilton, executive director of the Berkeley County Development Authority, says for years the Winchester and Western Railroad was underutilized. But now, she says Omnitrax will help the railroad and the communities around it grow.
We have a gem here. We have a great line that would cost billions of dollars to replicate it.
Hamilton says Omnitrax will bring in new capital, resources, and support to the railroad, and she believes the impact will filter out throughout West Virginia.
They have some exciting ideas, they have exciting connections, and I think it'll be someone good that we can partner with to market.
But in terms of actual dollar amount, the total economic impact for the community is yet to be determined. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.